The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about, though, are these quadricycles, so-called. You might have seen some images of this. If you've been on holidays in the continent, you would have seen it. We saw them actually in France. We were there at the start of the summer and they were parked outside supermarkets and what have you. So remember those smart cars from a few years ago that began to appear on Irish roads and they kind of disappeared again shortly thereafter? They're an even smaller version of that. They're not made of metal. They're made of plastic, effectively. And they're almost like a four-wheel moped with a box around it, a plastic box. They look like a very tiny, tiny car. What you might not have noticed if you were on the continent is who was driving them. Maybe you weren't paying attention, but they're very young. 14, 15 and 16-year-olds right across Europe are driving these. And there has been a suggestion the same thing should and could happen here. Damien Boylan is a Fine Gael councillor in Cork and he's with me now. Damien, do you think we should go down this route?
I think we should consider it here, to be in step with the rest of Europe. Now, am I suggesting that 14-year-olds should be handed the keys to a car and let off into the sunset? I'm not suggesting that for a minute. But if we're suggesting that we can give a 16-year-old a scooter, and as you quite rightly pointed out, a Citroen Ami or one of the other quadricycles are simply scooters with a surrounding to them. So, I mean, if you're allowed to ride a scooter at 16, I don't see any reason why you couldn't be allowed to drive one of these at 16.
They are, though, you know, the technology maybe is akin to a scooter because they're just battery operated. But they are bigger. They go a bit faster. They are heavier.
Yeah. Well, when you say they go a bit faster, they do about 45 kilometres an hour.
Yeah. So it's nearly double what the speed limit is on scooters here.
Yeah, and they weigh in around 500 kilos on average. So, but like they're minimal. They are minimal. It's two seats. It's urban driving. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's be honest with ourselves. Like I live in Blarney in Cork, and like I couldn't see anybody driving one of these from Blarney into Cork. But if somebody lived in Bishopstown in Cork, and they wanted to get into Patrick Street or they wanted to get over to Blackrock through town, that I could see happening. And if you lived in one side of Dublin and you were, you know, going through the other or through the centre of Dublin to the other side, yeah, I can see these having a use.
Yeah. I saw them and I think if we had fewer SUVs going on 1 kilometre journeys in and around our cities and more of these, the cities would be more pleasant places. I would have a concern about younger people using them, I have to say, though. And I'm not sure about the scooter comparison, how it stands up. You know, like 45 kilometres an hour is not that fast, but it is nearly double the speed of the limit we place on e-scooters. And 500 kg is heavy enough. I mean, if that hits you going 45 kilometres an hour, forget about it.
I understand, but I mean, we're not talking about handing these to these people. I mean, the way it's done in France and places like that is that anybody who wants to drive one of these must go through a set of driving instruction hours, number one, and then must get signed off as competent. So it's not a case of like the electric scooters at the moment, where anybody who's over the age of 16 can just plonk themselves up on top of an electric scooter and take off. And I understand what you're saying about causing damage. Electric scooters are causing damage at the moment, but we're happy enough to let people ride those away without any test.
Are we? I guarantee now that they've been mentioned, plenty of people are going to be getting in touch to say we should be going the opposite direction, clamping down on the scooters.
Well, I mean, look, what we're talking about here is urban transport at 30 to 45 kilometres an hour through a city. And I mean, it's not just 16-year-olds. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's be entirely honest with ourselves. There's lots of people who would look at something like the Citroen Ami or one of the other microcars and say to themselves, do you know, I live in a city. This is about 10 grand. It's plastic, so it won't rust. It's electric, so it's not going to need a lot of servicing. And all I want is basic transport to get me to work and get me home. And it ticks that box perfectly.
And I do want to talk about that because I would like to see them form more of the tapestry. But a final point on just the younger people. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but they're kind of feckless, a lot of those young people, aren't they? You know,
stop.
You know, and you stick them in behind this. Ah, come on, they are. And you look at the, I mean, they did studies in Italy. The casualty rate for accidents with these is 11 times higher than cars and twice that of mopeds.
One would imagine that the casualty rate for Italian driving is probably far worse than the casualty rate for Irish driving anyway.
Yeah, but it's not the casualty rate compared to cars here. It's cars in Italy. So, they might all be feckless drivers in Italy, but they're even more so when they're youngsters driving these.
Have we created an international incident now here, Kieran? Because I mean, Look, the bottom line is that I'm not asking anybody to sanction a 14-year-old to drive one, but I'm asking people to consider 16-year-olds to drive them. So at 16, we'll give them a scooter.
Yeah.
Now, I know, so like you're driving at 16 on a scooter, and that is driving. There's power there. There's weight. A scooter weighs a couple of hundred kilos, and that's going to cause damage if it hits somebody or you fall off it. So, look, it's much of a muchness, in my opinion.
I'm not sure they weigh a couple of hundred kilos, but anyway, they are heavy yokes and they can't cause damage. Yokes, these small cars, at least, this is what one listener says, are registered and you can identify the driver if something happens. This is an issue, actually, that came up yesterday when we were talking about e-scooters, and often does. And it's the same as well with people who are on e-bikes and are ignorant of the rules of the road, is that it's very hard to do anything about it, because there's no identifying feature with them. These cars, for people who are wondering, they do have number plates, don't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, they're treated as a car. There's no two ways about that.
So there's tax paid, there's insurance paid.
There's tax paid, there's insurance paid, and there's a registration plate on it.
So some of those complaints people would have about, you know, young lads with the hood up tearing through red lights on their scooter, I mean, they could try and do it here, but they're going to get caught because there's a registration plate.
Right, absolutely.
Old Mini was about 500 kg, and they were great little things. Somebody else says Amsterdam has them both, and they're very common, perfect for a city that size. Somebody else makes a similar point. At least there would be a reg plate with the scooters. You have no idea who hits you. In France, there's a special car that can only go a certain speed with no license even. I think Jeremy Clarkson tried one. This might be one of those cars. I want to buy an electric tricycle, which will give more protection than an e-bike or a scooter, and this sounds just right for me. Our feral youth don't need them. They've scrambled and horses, to somebody else. And another listener says, well, the last business that owned... Oh, sorry, this is what to do with cash. I'll get to your cash text in just a moment, and on, I promise. What safety rating have these vehicles? They sound like a death trap to me. I assume if they are on the road, there must be some sort of safety standard that they comply with, Damien.
You'd expect, wouldn't you? Yeah, but almost none. So, like, there's no crash testing, no airbags, no crumple zone. So, when I say that these are simply an enclosed scooter, that's precisely what they are. And comparing these, for instance, to a Toyota Corolla or a Volkswagen Golf, there's no comparison. Hence the name quadricycle versus car.
Okay, so we should not be thinking about these as much. There's no roll bar in them. There's nothing like that. These are just kind of like they're a four-wheeled moped with a kind of a plastic shelter attached.
Exactly. So that's it. And that's where I'm coming from with the 16 thing.
I mean, the other boulder you have to try and push uphill then is the cultural one. And I mentioned the SUVs. I mean, we are very fond of the big cars driving small distances in this country.
We absolutely are. And I'm as guilty as the next fellow. I drive an ID4. It weighs a couple of tons. Now, I drive for a living. I drive as part of my day job. And I take it out of town. But a lot of my trips are in and out of Cork City. Should I be bringing 2 tons in and out of Cork City? Probably not. You know, so, you know, how do we get around that? Are these the ideal second car for people living on the peripheries of a city? I think so. Are these the ideal car for sitting in these rental car zones where you can drive from one side of a city to another? Yeah, probably. You know, and they fit in lovely with this whole idea of the multimodal mix, where you're looking at, you know, driving to the train station, using the train, arriving in town, collecting your little electric car, driving from one side to the other. Now, like, they offer up just something else to add to the mix. That's all.
There could be a pushback in some quarters against just the continued reliance on a private vehicle. So we would have seen this in the kind of the last government, as it were. It looked like there was going to be a continuation of incentives for people to buy EVs. And then the Green Party seemed to have a kind of a crisis of conscience. They weren't sure were they actually in favour of electric vehicles anymore. They actually wanted people to abandon vehicles altogether. That school of thought still exists, that, you know, you're just kind of replacing one form of congestion with another.
Yeah, but it's less congestion. As I said to you, if you look at these are as long as a standard car is wide. So you can park 4 of these where you'd park 1 SUV.
So all of that space in town, be it in car parks, on the roads, the side of the roads, what have you. So, like, immediately space is freed up.
Correct. Absolutely.
087 1400 106. If you've seen these, if you've actually driven one, like I say, I only saw them when I was in France, and other people I've spoken to have seen them in other places in the continent. And we've got people getting in touch as well saying they've seen them. If you've actually driven one, I want to know what they are like. James in Middleton says there's a major difference in weight with these French vehicles versus a scooter. A scooter weighs 30 to 40 kg, which is half the weight of an adult man. 500 kg is the equivalent to six grown men with momentum behind them at 45 kilometres per hour. Sounds like it would be like getting hit by a rugby scrum at speed. Somebody else says the mini cars are actually restricted to 27 kilometres per hour when being driven by teenagers. And somebody here says they have vehicles like those ones you're talking about in Holland, where they are registered, which are used by people with mobility issues. They are covered mobility scooters where they actually enter from the back. This sounds ideal for grannies and granddads, is the assessment of another listener. Like I say, 087 1400 106. If you have a view, I'd like to hear it. Councillor Damien Boylan, Fine Gael councillor on Cork City Council. Damien, thanks very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.